Grudge World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to speak you to the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold the deep honor and respect of my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs through me.
Who am I? I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let win about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Slouch, what's going on, Ridge?
What's going on?
Man, what's happening, man?
Break yourself, fool!
Another day, same old shit. Good
yeah,
thing,
there you go.
Noe T was off the chain yesterday with some good racing there.
Ridge, hold on. Junior, got to say something first.
I need a minute before we start the show because we got a lot. I mean, we got a ton of stuff that went on. For those that were there, I don't want to get into details. You know, I really want to let this rest where it's at. But for those that were there, on behalf of Little Tony, myself, the Motor City Mafia, the support that you guys showed, the response that you guys showed, the love that you guys showed out there, I mean, I can't say thank you enough. You know, we all know the way things go, the way things can go. And sometimes the unexpected is what shows up. Again, you know, I'm not going to draw this out. I really don't want to. I don't want no type of discussion about this because, you know, there's other issues But I want everybody to know, those that were there, listen, man, you know, from the deepest part of the soul, man, you know, thank you. You know, I'm saying this on Tony's behalf. You know, he on his way back home, and he's grateful, very grateful, you know. And there's one gentleman in particular, Big Dog for Life, whatever it may be. You know, we already spoke upon that. If you're on here, you already know, man, that's a bond for life. And again, you know, we grateful, man. You know? Shit, we ready, bro. Let's get it going, man.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
You know how that go, man. You know, man. You know, man, you know, we a brotherhood.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, man.
No doubt.
We had to do what we had to do, man. And that was
that's
it.
Right.
And that's it. That's all.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
you
how
know
it's
what?
Supposed
it,
to be.
It can't go without, you know, showing the gratitude. I mean, a genuine, from the heart gratitude, man. You know? But we're going to leave it at that. And hey. Shit, this shit ain't over with, Buck. That's all I can say.
Junior, what's Meatball's number? His last four.
This is 2850. Hey, Slouch, I mean, you got it, baby. You know, do what you do and run it, and I'm going to be dipping in and out, but... Shit, let's get this. Hey, man, let's get this party started, brother.
Go ahead, Reg.
Hey, yesterday was an awesome no ET yesterday. Wayne has just been on a tear lately. He's kind of been putting his foot in our ass over there in Motor City Mafia. So we need to regroup, but you know, props due where props is due. You know, never scared, and Wayne been they was on kill yesterday. That car was on the rail. He did what he had to do. The car went from point A to point B. About everybody looked good yesterday, man. But you know, if anybody stood out, Wayne stood out yesterday. He did what he had to do. DMX car looked good yesterday. Dom looked good yesterday. Mark Crank looked good. A lot of people looked good yesterday. It was an exciting event, man. And we enjoy the racing, grudge racing. I think we're building up for an awesome 2014. Meatball ran the show yesterday with... You know, him and Peso put on a pretty good shootout yesterday, but it was a good event, man. You know, but hands down, Wayne is on kill right now, man. He did what he had to do. That man came to run yesterday, but down on his ass next year for 2014. That's the word on the street now. No, Wicked Racing say if they got anything to do with it, man, they trying to take Wayne down before the year out. So we'll see what happens. Chad and Kip, they talking about taking them down before the year's out. But like I said, you gotta go after that man. You gotta come correct with Wayne. He was riding.
Yeah, I wanna also give a big big shout out, congratulations to his win. Also, Regulator Racing Junior, he won the shootout against
yes,
the finals with him and Boost 12 from Chicago. You know, both made it clean.
Who did he beat? Who did he beat?
Boost 12.
Who did you say he beat? From where?
The boosted Misfits.
From where?
Chicago. From Chicago.
Junior, shut your ass up, Junior. Shut your ass up, Junior.
You know, that was a good race. Both of them went down the track clean. But, you know, Junior turned the win on, got the W. They say it was a gap. I don't know. I wasn't down there, but a lot of people
it was
a
gap.
Was a good race.
I had on the Charlie Wilson hat. It was a gap.
Okay, and also, you know, we had a couple of grudge racing. Dime, he beat Mark Crank. One of the good ones. It was another Chicago and Detroit race. The Wicked, the Hate Tank, he took out Matt Paul. That was a good race. Chemo, Sub Zero. A lot of people, you know, saying Chemo was a, you know, the fake ass racer. You know, Chemo came to race, and that's what he did. You know, he even took his bars off. A lot of people said that they don't want to run him with his bars, so he took his bars off. He lined up with Aaron. From Young Money, Street King, you know, that was a good race. Both of them made a clean hit. Both of them went down point A to point B, but Chemo turned on a W, so that was a good race. And then Wayne and Tate from Chicago, Unfriendly Ghost, that was another grudge race, White Trash versus Unfriendly Ghost. Unfortunately, Tate, you know, stood on the bumper. I don't know if he was trying to do it like the little pogo sticks, hop up and down, but man, that car went straight up in the air, ran it a woolly for about 110 feet, and Wayne was already down to the finish line. So, you know, I would love to see that rematch right there between them two. I know Tate also wants that rematch, so 2014 is going to get real good.
Also, we want to give a shout out to Brian Davis for helping Chemo out yesterday. Class act. Of loaning a racer apart. Also earlier that week, Johnny Quick helped out a racer last week too. So when racers, you know, go over and above the call of duty or over and above, you know, what people expect out of them, we want to give them a shout out. But earlier in the week, Johnny Quick loaned a person a part that I really needed it, and then Brian Davis loaned a transmission to Chemo and those guys. So shout out to Brian Davis and Bad Company for, you know, going over and above, the sportsmanship of grudge racing. So give those guys a shout out.
Also, Little Ryan from Set on Kill, he was in the shootout. He hit the wall two times. Unfortunately, the car is messed up, but he can walk and he can live to see another day. That's the good thing about it. A car can be repairable. So, you know, I'm happy. You know, he got out walking. He was laughing and smiling like nothing was wrong. So I'm happy he's okay. The car can be replaced. So, you know, for a little while, hope we can see you on 2014. Riz, want me to open up some mics?
Yes, let's open up some mics.
All right. Before we open up these mics, I'm going to do the little DMX prayer. Here we go.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen, we know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. and amen.
All righty, let me start opening up these mics. It's gonna be a good show. You know, it's gonna be some slow singing and flower bringing tonight. So, oh, here we go. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, man?
Who's it, Larry?
Big Larry, what's happening, baby?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I finally get a chance to come on the show, man. I've been trying to speak to Junior and Latone on the show for the last 2 or 3 weeks, man.
You know what, I just say the name on here. So you see good.
Hey, man, they tell me it's a one out for Latone. What's up with that?
Say that again.
They say it's a one out for Latone.
Who got the warrant? Who got the warrant?
Wayne said he got a warrant for his arrest, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at
quite sure both of them going to be on the line.
Yeah. I said, I was looking at the video on the race that he had with Chemo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an old one or a new one. What happened with that race between them? Did they do it this weekend?
Yeah, that was from yesterday. That was from last night.
Oh, okay. Who won last night then?
Wayne won.
Okay, yeah, but that was the one from last night. Yeah. So tell me something good, man. How you been?
I'm waiting for 2014. We got some big surprises for everybody for 2014. It's going to get bigger and better for these events.
Hey, are you on speakerphone, George, or are you getting a kickback?
No, I'm not on speaker.
Somebody has this on speaker.
Larry, you Michael? Are you on speaker, Larry? Are you on speaker?
No, it's going away now.
Uh-uh.
It's going away.
Go
ahead.
That's probably Big Ben. All right, Larry.
I want to come in and say hello to everybody, man, and also Julian, Latone, Slav, everybody. Just come in and wave my hand at y'all, man. You know, I'm looking forward to 2014 myself, man, and I hope this thing keep getting better and better as it go along, man.
Oh, yeah.
Why y'all keep on about 2014? We still got a lot of racing left in 13.
Yeah, but...
Is that the gazillionaire?
I don't know. I figure it'd be a hand-grenade explosion right now, but it's going to be
y'all
a atom bomb explosion 2014, because maybe they'll do it the whole year then.
Because, you know, it's a lot of good racing left in 13.
It's been some good racing, period, especially the ones that I've been to. I've enjoyed myself just about all of them I participated with.
You know, up in the North, people, you know, they still tuning in their cars. So, you know, we didn't have a good summer. Our summer mainly didn't rain up here, so we had like a bad summer. But you know, people still tuning their cars and people still bringing their cars out, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it's going to get greater and greater and greater. And the reason I say that, because I have to applaud you all for being able to take your all situation and reevaluate it all over again. You went from quarter mile, most of them went to eighth with them doing so, you know, That was another challenge, you know. So that's a lot of pushing on the child with the game just to do what it do for, you know, for you all to enjoy yourselves, you know.
Yeah, just like Chemo, you know, he always said that, and I am not running my car to the eighth. My car is OTB, out the back door car, you know. And he always said he would have to take his woolly bars off. Shit, look at him now. 8 mile woolly bars off. So, you know, he's got to adjust and he's doing good.
Well.
Okay, well, let me grab some of these callers.
All right.
All righty. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What up, though?
What's up? Who is this?
This is DMX. What's going on?
What's up,
hey, dude? We got to get that background noise off, George.
All right, hold on one second.
That's me. Hold on, fella.
Hey, Slaza, I have my phone on mute, so I'm going back on mute.
All right, then. Kimo said that was him. D, what's going on?
Kimo, get your phone right, man.
Hello.
What up, fellas?
What's up,
man? What up, X?
What's going on? How everybody doing tonight?
Hey, first of all, good pass yesterday, man. That car was on kill. So you're gonna have to jump on somebody real soon, man.
Hey, as soon as they get next to me, it's jumped on.
You going down to Macon next weekend?
You know what? I want to go, but my money ain't right. So, you know, I'm just see how the week play out, everything play out. The money come through, then I'm going to go ahead and get there.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I want to go.
He ain't got to go nowhere. I take care of him up here.
Well, who is that talking, man? Is that my daughter, nephew, uncle talking? Which one is it today, man?
He ain't got to. Hey, y'all, he ain't got to go nowhere. I take care of him up here. I don't even want him to waste his diesel going nowhere.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Since you said that, I can stay here. We can get down on Friday, you know, just to make it like an early make a shake up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm what you say?
You heard me, man. Don't act like you can't hear now.
Say five?
Huh?
What are you saying? How much?
Since you said I ain't got to waste no diesel to go down there, I said we can make an early zoo shake up on Friday.
You know what? I got Friday? Man, I'm messing around and do that for you, D.
That's what's up. That's all it is.
See, when you get there, I don't need no 100 test passes now.
No. Well, I'm a trailer man. You know, you heard me try to get on Johnny Williams all day. He was making hits. I said, I'm running right off the trailer. I don't need no hit.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye, man. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All that burning extra fuel for nothing, man? Nah.
All right, let me open up a couple more mics. 773-9637. Your mic is open. 773-9637. Your mic is open.
They don't want to talk, man.
Okay. 586-6455. Your mic is open. 586-6455. Your mic is open.
It's Peso Productions and his mother lover. What's going on, Slug?
What's happening, man? What's going on? Nice video, man.
Hey, man, I can't talk, man. My voice hurting, but leave my mic open, man, because I know this conversation going to go great. But, man, first off, I want to say this, man. I ain't had that much fun in about 2 years at the track, man. I seen everyone smiling and having a great time, man. The brothership, the racing was easy. Every race was clean, man. I couldn't have prayed for better and cleaner races, man. It was just a good time. I'm sitting here editing and clicking my butt away as quick as I can. Kimo and Gold Digger coming up tonight. Man, Kimo, man, if you on this call, I ain't heard you, man. Man, you was the best sport I ever seen yesterday, man, and you always been that way. But, you know, every time I see you, man, you're just smiling and making races happen, man. So what I seen that transmission, I seen three transmissions on the floor, and y'all made that car run, man. So, Regulators, Kimo, and the team, you guys did a phenomenal job, man. That was awesome to see, man. But, you know,
I couldn't stand sound yesterday. Thanks to Brian Davis. That Brian Davis came through. Man, you know, me and him go at it. That man came over there and told me, I got transmission. I turned around and said, what did his motherfucker just say? I got transmission. I had to ask him, man, what did that man just say? Much shit me and him go through. I got a transmission. I thought he was lying. I thought he was playing with me. Get on. He said, the only way you're going to get it, you got to get on and come down here with me. I said, oh, this man should go kill me. I said, funny, I'm going to die, but let me go get this transmission. He took me down there. We go, he had it in a truck. He said, man, hey, I need the key. I need to get my trans out your truck. I'm thinking, I'm still thinking he's playing. I said, all right, we bag up to it. I jump off and help him grab it. Oh, watch out, I got it. Man, that man picked that trans up, put it on the golf cart, and we went on back. Shit. Went on back there, started working on that car. Man, Nappy was under that thing, him and Chubby diligently working on that. But that just goes to show you, no matter how much shit you talk to one of these red racers and how you call them all out their name, they call you out your name, at the end of the day, they give you what you need to make it happen.
Right.
So hats off to Brian Davis for all the help that he gave me. And, man, you know, Brian Davis, you know, I guess it was his shootout. Man, he was working hard yesterday. Him and Jimbo, they got that thing together. And like they say, that thing went smooth yesterday. Anyway, he couldn't. I have never seen stuff run smooth. Well, with Tony and the race, everything just ran smooth. Like Tony's race, Miley ran smooth. And, hell, Miley was working. Again, whatever they did to that track yesterday, I'm talking about we didn't race. Me and Gold Digger and Wayne, no, we didn't race until fall.
Man, it was due all on that track. You couldn't see down the track. There's so much fog.
Well,
crazy. But it was working.
I said, you know what? I said to myself, I got to be dumb to let this car go on down there. But I said, man. But I can't have them keep calling me no fake ass racer.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo. You ain't got to get that name called no more. The fake ass racer is really Johnny Williams.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna say this in his defense, X. We can go out there, we can talk that shit about what we're going to do and when we're going to do it and how we're going to do it. But boy, when you get to that track, if that car don't feel like it want to give you what you need, you ain't finna go do a motherfucking thing.
So I know that.
But it's like yesterday, man, that car was fighting me. Man. We finally got that thing right, but not right, but you know, somewhat compatible. So, but them cars, they gonna do what they want to do.
Yeah, they is.
That
track
was
working for.
You know what? You know, it is what it is, man. Milan was on every race. I know. I feel bad for all the other people that was testing and tuning, but that wasn't a test into an event, but man, they was on it. They didn't mess up no races, no trees. And Deneen, when they heard that Kimo was in the lane with Wayne, they spent, I don't know if y'all remember, I think even at one point, Junior started the car and Wayne thinking they was ready. They ran about 16 laps up and down that track to make sure the race
was
safe.
Yes, they did. And they drove that thing all the way out to the 330. Man, they made that track killer yesterday, man. They made that track.
It was like
Detroit back in the day. Them boys were breaking rear ends and them thing. I've seen two people knocked the whole ring out their damn car.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, we raced at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now that's the shit I like.
Hell yeah! All they do on the track is like when you went so far down, look like you just went through a cloud of fog.
Actually, you know, it was actually when they were dragging the track, all the dew and fog came, but as soon as they raced, it cleared up. If you know
that. Yeah. Yeah, that man had me my ass yesterday. I wants to try that back before the season. I just don't believe he did that.
Hey, man, I believe.
Hey, Kimo, nobody. I was in the staging lanes, man, and nobody would bet against you yesterday. Nobody would bet against you yesterday. It was the funniest thing, man. The odds was in your court. That pass at Waste Gold Digger. They like, Wayne ain't going to win it. He can't pull it off, man. So, that was a beautiful race, man. When that happened, the whole world was just like, wow.
Yeah,
you know?
And I won't say, you know, I wasn't a bad sport. It just, I was trying to get up the road, my trailers. I didn't go over to Wayne and trailer afterwards because I had to pack up. But I seen Chief, I seen a nephew and everything, shook their hand, gave them a hug, and tell them good race. A lot of them guys I seen them with, you know, I didn't go to the trailer because I was trying to pack that trailer up and my lights was falling on my trailer, getting up the road. But I did call Wayne and congratulated him on his win. So, you know, it's just all in fun.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And that's all right, Kimo. You a stand-up guy.
Oh, man, I can't be
you got knocked the fuck out.
Yes, I did. But I'm up again. I want to fight again, goddamn.
Break yourself, fool.
Damn. All right, Steve, what are you?
Hey, man. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, let me grab these couple of mics right quick. 708. 4855, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, who's this?
It's Tate.
So what's going on, Tate?
Not much, man, not much. I want to step on here for a minute and agree with Kimo, goddammit. I fought that motherfucking track all day. That track kicked my ass, goddammit. But, boy, I wasn't going to pay no lockup. I still was going to go. And, you know, I gave Wayne credit where credit was due, and I feel the same way Kimo said. We got to go back. I'm going to be right back at his ass down in Hollis Plains. It ain't over.
Yeah. You read that word down there 110 feet. Like, damn.
That my brother. Early in the day, goddamn it, the track wouldn't take no power then, shit. Later on in the evening. I think I got tricked, though. I think Wayne tricked me, man. I think Wayne. Cause I did. Hey, man, he stalled me in them lanes, man. I knocked them tires off about 2-3 times in the heat, and we were supposed to race at 4:30, which it was still hot as hell out there. So I made changes to make a pass in that heat. You know what I'm saying? And then we fucked around and stayed in that motherfucking staging lane, and to it then it got cold. I mean, you know, it got about 7-8 o'clock. We wound up not racing till later, and I wasn't about to try to redo this and redo that, man. So I just stuck with what it was and fuck it. Went on ahead and took a shot at it. But that's gambling. That's how you do, you know?
Definitely
got to
do it again.
I got to take a stab at Junior. God damn it, Chicago got knocked the fuck out.
Hey, didn't it? Boy, we wore them out, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, y'all know what you say, man. Every dog has a day, man. So, you know, y'all was due for a day. Y'all was due for one day out of a whole season. So, y'all got that, man. y'all go ahead and pump your chest out and pump your fist. Do what y'all got to do.
Man, celebrate good. It's all good, man.
Well, I can just imagine what's going on, Brian. It's all
in having fun to me.
That's right.
Hey, anybody ever hear from Lil Boosie and them? I know the driver would say, but anybody ever touch base after that?
Well, you know what? I wanted to go. I was going to go over there, but when somebody wrecked their car, one time Trigger Man wrecked his car, me and Lil Tony found in South Georgia Motors place. And he went over. I said, Tony, I got to go see how that man doing. Man, it was like he was disgusted and didn't really want to talk, so I didn't even go over and talk to Lil Boosie. But I had talked to Lil Ron before that happened, fucking with him and stuff. But it was so many people over there, I didn't want to go and mess with him. But I rode by and seen the car. It was messed up kind of bad, but he was still up walking around. Well, that's what counted right there.
Yeah.
That's what's most important, man. That's what's most important. As long as he was all right, that was important. It's no damn cost to be responsible.
What, Peso, what went on in the lanes? Boy, I was up there at the star line trying to watch Dom and them, and boy, that nappy come over here and tell, fuck, we finna race Aaron right now. I said, what's going on? We got to raise your money.
Right.
We going to make this test pass on air. God damn it. All right. That's my guy. I got to roll with him, baby. Let's go.
Man, that was good, man. You know, that's what, with that long line, man, it made everybody want to race. So test passes turned into $3,000 grudge races, you know. So it was hectic, man. It was so many cars there, and I swear, man, every time we get the track clean and it's time to make passes, seven cars go in one break. A bike broke, a super caught on fire, oil spills. June broke the gear against Ghost and them, man. That would have been a really good race, man. And man, that was a lot of money, them guys. I think they had about six racks. I think they had us grudge guys beat on the street race, man. I think they both had about $6,000 total with all the side bets into that. And for that dude to break that gear, man, I know he hurt his heart on that. But
that would have been a good race right there.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah.
Timo. I don't know what y'all had going on, boy, but y'all made sure all the kids and everything got a back out there. Your buddy, was it your brother, had that motherfucking cardboard, boy? Yeah, they got their
cardboard names. Man,
that shit tickled me, goddamn. I said, what
did they see about the game,
goddamn?
Yeah, man, all I wanted to bet, so, you know, when you get to betting, and it'd be 100 people betting, a lot of guys, I put this in when it comes
right. Come
down to it, they ain't put that in, so they, I guess they were writing
right. The
guy's names down, and, you know, who bet it what and who did what, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Hey, you know what, man? We all, as individuals, man, we have all learned so much this year with just racing and stipulations and running shootouts and everything. And just like October 5th, man, that was going to be a hell of an event just as well, because it's like anything, man. Once you do something for so long and you practice it and you get better at it, you're going to get better. It's like an exercise. So, I mean, I think we all got our grudge racing muscles together now. And when you work together, just makes it so much easier, man. So, I mean, I keep hearing about 2014, and it is going to be a good year, you know. But, you know, last night, that's why it was so smooth, and Brian Davis ran a hell of a shootout because he didn't take none of the bullshit. None of the bullshit. If you had a problem with him, he just took it on right there, and that was the end of it. So, That's and he wasn't racing, so that was another thing. So that was awesome, man.
No, he wasn't racing. He was working the hell out that crowd, man. He was working with them racers. He didn't race, but man, he was. I seen him. He come by our trailer 3-4 times, talking to Junior. Told him Junior what was going on with the shootout. Asked me if we get the trans in yet. He had a full day yesterday.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get him some new shoes. Gonna get him some Chucks.
All right, let me grab a couple of mics. 313-7047. Your mic is open.
What's happening? What's happening? Chemo.
What's the deal?
Chemo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lil Fred, man. Props out to you, baby. We went out there, everything went smooth. The track was hooking. That was some of the best shit I've seen in a long time in my life.
Hey, man, where the hell little Tim at? I mean, goddamn Tim. Where goddamn Tim at? I didn't see him.
Tim was at. Tim was at. He had to work.
Oh, okay. Damn, Tim.
Yeah, props out, though. Everything went smooth and well. When other motherfuckers thought this shit was going to be some bullshit, like you always say, you race your car when you want to race, and we race when we race when we want to race.
Yeah.
So props out to you.
Hey, Fred,
everybody's looking.
We got to do that one back, man. We got to do that one back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk to Wayne or whatever, you know, y'all can work something out or whatever.
Yeah, I talked to you last night. Yeah.
To you last night. We was on our way home. I was trying to talk. I couldn't talk word for fuck, man. I was hoarse to the motherfucker. I'm hoarse now. Hey, tight man over here. Yeah, tight man. I got a 102.60 foot last night.
Oh,
I got a 102.60 foot.
Huh? Did Titan racing yesterday? They might have had a race going on.
They had that, Mike Hill had that show yesterday, didn't he?
Hey, I heard, what's my man's name? Got the white Monte Carlo.
Real Tree.
Real Tree beat the white boys. And I heard they went out the back door.
Okay. Real Tree ran on 28.
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sasha, we need to get Tate on this phone, man.
Tate is on the phone. Oh, shit. Tate, where you at, man?
Yeah,
Tate on the phone.
I'm right here.
What's up, man?
Nothing much, baby.
Did you hear my baby yesterday, man? We got to get your ass some Willy bars, man.
No, she don't need no Willy bars, dog. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's a game you play with the track, dog. You gotta race the track. Sometimes the track did me in yesterday. That's it. Yeah. Ain't nobody, y'all ain't seen my car go on a bubble like that, and God knows when. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Early in the day, the car was making too much power. Then, you know, the track came around. When it came around, I had already made changes for how the track was working earlier. So it's just a game, dog. I don't sweat it. It ain't hurt. It cracked the oil pan. That's it. A real hairline crack. I'm going to take it off tomorrow, get it welded back up, put it back on. I'm good. Ready to go. I got shit up under the car. When y'all see those sparks, I don't know if y'all know about it, but any of y'all guys that don't run wheelie bars, you put skid bar up under your car, that save everything up under there, man.
Yeah. It's called
a skid plate. You put that on the bottom of your car. Anytime they come down, no matter how hard they come down, your skid bar protect your oil pan. And like I said, my transmission pan didn't even hit the ground. I guess the impact just cracked it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a hairline crack. So it's all good. It come with the game. But I ain't never hit Willy balls in the car. So when you fucking with the track and the track goes from the way it was. If anybody paid attention, how many cars got down the track earlier in the day? Not many. Huh?
All right. Hell yeah. Got one.
Yeah, so it's all good. She'll be all right. I'll be down. I plan on going to Holly Springs on the 26th, so like I said.
Yeah, that's my plan, too.
Me and old Wayne get a chance to get old rematch down there.
Hey, Tate.
Huh?
Hey, Tate, all I want to tell you is one thing when you go there, 275s. That's it, that's all.
Who is that, Big Daddy?
Yeah.
What up, Daddy? Oh, I hear you. I'm contemplating it.
Hey, hold on.
Man,
Tech Man on the phone. Tech Man, what's up?
You said what now?
What? I said, Shawty, my bump number 30.
Yeah, don't even let tight man on the phone. I ain't got time to hear all that crazy shit he about to talk.
Hey, Timo, let me tell you though. I'm sitting back. I'm just happy to hear that you guys been up there racing. It wasn't no bullshit. You know, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. And from what I hear, you took it on the chin like a man. And what shit is it to talk when motherfuckers doing what we love? You know.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you tight, man.
Oh, no. Hey, let me tell you something, man. I talk a lot of shit and bullshit, but when a motherfucker bring in action, win, lose, or draw. The loser, he still get respect. The winner, you said you was the best car at that time, at that pass. That's all.
You hey, tight man, that's how it goes. If you come to race, you come to race. Well, I didn't make it down the track not one time, but I ain't paid no park out money. We still put our money up there. We, you know what I'm saying? We put a decent bet up there, and I didn't get down the track not one time, but I wasn't gonna bow down either.
But Kate, that's what's up. And then I'm gonna tell you something. We got a lot of motherfuckers out here that pretend racers, man. And how can you kick a dude in the nuts that he ain't putting up pretend money? This putting up real paper now. So, you know, Kimo, win, lose, or draw, you get the naysayers. Oh, yeah, Kimo ain't going to do nothing, man. But Naked won a race this weekend. Can y'all fucking believe that?
Yeah, I heard he raced Gangsta Boo too.
Yeah, he ran Gangsta Boo too, and, man, but Naked, Buck Nugget came through and, hey, man, the game, from what I'm hearing up that way, y'all had a great time. We was at the House of Hoop this weekend. It was mainly a shootout race. We had that one grudge race, but, man, to see motherfuckers land out, had a new track record has been set at the House of Hoop. Motherfucker went 369.
Oh, what?
Screw blower. Yeah. Then a motherfucker came straight behind him and went a 371. Said he, I told Jeff Miles, hey man, I don't know who prepping this track, but that motherfucker, it ain't about shit today. We fell out laughing. Them motherfuckers was flying. They was flying.
Hey, that's the same race where the Shadow and old Jekyll got it on there, ain't it?
No, they was in Texas. They was in Texas.
Ooh,
yeah,
I know they got that shot. They got that shadow ain't no park boy. Ooh, that's some bitch wrong.
Only thing I can say, man, is, you know, the game that this one is about ain't now motherfuckers on here arguing. Ain't nobody beating the chest. Ain't nothing wrong with beating your chest when you win, but just to hear a motherfucker saying, hey man, you won. Bitch, I'm coming back at you.
Go
out you know. That's the game right there.
Keep
going. That's the game right there that we've been trying to get this shit like this for, what, a fucking year better?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But Naked Race and Kimo Race in the same damn weekend.
hey, Tank Man, I read sometimes yesterday, right? Your body flows, and it's... I said, God damn it, we finna put this. Let me go get this generator. I told my father, hey, Junior, jump in that motherfucker, drive up to the line. We're gonna charge this bitch and ice it down in the staging line.
Right. Hey, trying to go, baby.
Yes, sir.
Why did you come out? I know Wayne got by you, but the second race.
Yeah.
How did you come out?
Yeah, Wayne got by me.
He came out. Kimo come out 1-1, so he did his job. Shit, he did all right. Shit.
Yeah. You know, hey man, you know, good racing, good fun. You know, it's almost like it is. It's just a good weekend. Never scared. I know Wayne always scared. He's still always scared to me. Wayne, I know your weak ass on the phone listening. Congratulations on your wins. And, you know, that's all we wanted your weak ass to do all year long was the race.
Yes, sir.
Who that is talking about? They had a 107 60-foot, man. My shit done got better than that. I was on a good track this weekend.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's right. I got a ticket on mine. But, yeah, man,
hey, hold
on, got up there and done some racing.
Let me grab a couple of these lines right here.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
586-6455. Your mic is open.
That was me up. My man was taking hung up. Thank you.
All right. Gotcha.
Keep me open, though.
All right. 773-9705. Your mic is open. 773-9705. Your mic is open.
Either Tuesday or Wednesday to cut your help.
Shit, yeah, cut it.
313-0448. Your mic is open. 313-0448. Your mic is open.
Come over here and have sex with Charlie Murphy. Come over here and have sex.
What the hell? Where Junior at, man? All that Chicago ain't taking.
Junior laying in the cut. He just getting home. He doing a couple of things at the crib, you know, in the house before he get online.
Okay.
But he on hold right now, so he listening.
Hey, Kim,
waiting on
you in my house, motherfucker.
Hey, King out of this motherfucker. Yeah. I heard LT was involved in a little accident. He okay, man? Well, I texted him. He said he was okay, but I'm just, you know.
Yeah. From what I'm hearing here.
Tyke.
Yes,
we
sir.
Already, you know, we discussed that before the beginning of the show, and we tried to want to squash it because, you know, people want to know what happened and, you know,
Things,
you know, yeah.
Right. I didn't hear the first part, my bad.
Okay. All right, let me get some more of these lines right here. Terry, what's up? Your mic open.
This ain't no Terry.
Who is this?
That's Leon.
Leon.
What's happening, baby?
Leon. They got you down for Leon. My bad, Leon.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I just want to congratulate all the guys up there yesterday, did all that winning and all that racing. I didn't make it. I had some other stuff I had to take care of, but I wouldn't have missed the next one.
Yeah, it was plenty of action yesterday. It was nice, real nice.
Hey, listen, I got a question. Last week on the show, it was a guy on the show was saying he had a chassis car with a conventional head motor in it, and he was looking for some action. I got one of my guys dressed just like him. If you know who that guy is, can you try to get him on the mic? My guy want to run him. He want to lock in with him.
Oh, Maryland or something.
Yeah, they was talking about Maryland.
Oh, that was Long Island Joe.
That was somebody that Long Island Joe knew.
Right.
Oh, shit. So that was for the thing anyway. I hope I
downloaded. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a back half car from North Carolina, Virginia. Blue Magic? Was it Blue Magic?
No. Hell no.
That's all I really got to say. You know, I'm going back on mute. I want to congratulate all the guys, the good racing, and all the good stuff I heard yesterday.
Yeah.
So let me grab this one mic.
Go ahead. I was gonna just.
I just got a couple of more mics.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. 773-9705. Your mic is open. 773-9705. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening. Right. What's up, everybody? This is Big Chad.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, bro.
just listen. Sorry, he had background noise. 313-7173, your mic is open.
What up, Slav? How you doing, man?
Good. Who is this?
It's Shake and Bake.
Hey, what's going on?
How's Lil Tony doing, man?
Tone is on the road.
Okay, that's good. I just heard the mess last night at the track.
Yeah. We really ain't trying to discuss that on air, live air, you know.
Oh, okay.
He's on the highway.
All right. As long as you're okay, that's all about it.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go back on mute.
Hey, Smout.
Yes.
Someone was asking about mentioned about Rhea Tree and the White Boys. They ran in the semifinals of the 28 shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhea Tree was dead. Lil Rick, he took some he told us
there's something to it. It really ain't your
Lil Rick fell asleep, and the White Boys went for a ride in the sky, and shit, they came down, went back in the air, and they still were looking for Lil Rick. He finally made it there and went around.
Damn.
Yeah, eighth of a mile. He finally made it there.
Oh, somebody said on Facebook they went out the back door.
No, they went eighth mile.
Oh, do so.
Goddamn butt naked finally got butt to the naked. He ain't butt naked no more. He butt to the naked.
That's good. He making some clean passes now.
Yeah.
He been working on that car for the longest, trying to get down the track.
Anything following you?
Hey,
what y'all got going for killing? Is Killer going for? Killer, who he got lined up to race next week? What is that race, y'all?
We having a show in Macon at the zoo on this weekend coming up, and we got Lil Rick locked in, and we trying to take care of business with Lil Rick.
Oh, okay.
Well, if Lil Rick don't know those like you say, that ain't
going to
be no race.
Hey, Kimo, you know the easiest race in the world to lose is an easy race.
Okay.
You knock a motherfucker out that everybody is thinking you should knock out, and, you know, it looks easy. But an easy race, that's the hardest motherfucker to lose. That's the easiest one to lose. And the hardest one to win.
Yeah. So is Whitnum coming over to the race to race, or they got the other prior engagements?
Whitnum have Big No locked in.
Oh.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a full house down that way, huh?
Oh, yeah, I hear Donye coming. I think he was in Maryland this weekend.
He was in Maryland. Yeah, he was in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought he had to go to Maryland or somewhere. Shit, as long as
that's
he heard his car, oh, okay. He'll be there. He plan on being there. I think he got Big Low Rock being also.
Oh, no, it was the talk show.
So, you know, we plan on having fun, eating good, and, going up in somebody's ball deep. Chris Stewart was driving a Pomar this weekend for the guys that didn't know.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, he done pretty good. You know, he done pretty good. It's a fairly new car, and you know how new cars go. So I'm just excited about all the racing and good racing that I heard about tonight, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Now, let me grab these couple of callers real quick. 313.
Yeah, I don't like that open feeling around there.
I think it's quiet.
Mm, what? I don't know if you got coyotes running through there. Shit. Who the hell is that?
Somebody having a conversation at home. Can you mute your mic, please? Chemo, what's happening?
What's going on with you, baby?
Chase, what's happening?
Hey, Junior,
Leon.
You know y'all come over here and left some money over here.
Hold on. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. It's late in the day. I done had a hectic day today, man. Bag the fuck down, man. You my man, but bag the fuck up. I got one thing. You know, I've been listening, jumping in, and I got to say one thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, from what I heard, Chemo, I got to put it out there. I know Peso touched on it, but
she's literally there by herself.
Hold on one second.
I'm trying to find that background. I can't find it.
What you mean?
I don't even know how she's there. It's horrible. Every room is junky. It was like this in every room.
Excuse me, sir, could you please leave that conversation on mute, please? But I know Peso had touched on it. Chemo, they say you the hardest working man in grudge racing, man. I ain't got my hat on, but I gotta take my hat off to you. You engaged the way you were supposed to. You never quit. I mean, y'all did good. You got you a W and you got an ass whooping, but you know what? That's all a part of the game, brother.
Was the twins over there?
Hey, Big Dog, can you mute your mic, please?
I'm trying to talk to everybody.
I don't want to hear when they get to whooping you, because I'm a laugh. Hey, man, what's happening, man?
What's going on, baby?
Man, I can't call it, man. Just grateful we here, man. That's all. Man.
What's going on
this weekend, man? Let everybody know, for those who have the opportunity to go, man. Let them know what's happening, brother.
Oh man, we got Lil Rick locked in. Lil Tony got that old ass. He got Beers locked in, but Lil Tony gonna fuck dog up this weekend with the Bumblebee. I wish a motherfucker would hit the one button. I'm betting on the gap. Hold on, Tank Man.
I forgot to tell you. The Motor City Mafia took out, got a W last night.
That's what's up. Hey, notice the only thing I said was, that's what's up. Man, I'm used to that shit.
I'm gonna say this now. They Motor City Mafia up north. We've been taking some bumps and bruises now, but I'm gonna tell you, everybody know who carrying that weight, boy. And again, I may be out of place with saying this type, man. I wish a motherfucker would engage with that bad motherfucking Rigger. if you really looking to see what it's made of, shit. I mean, my understanding is now. I'm speaking as a fan. Hey man, we gonna find who that mic is. We gonna mute your ass, boy. But my understanding is that, you know, y'all been lucky, y'all Lucky's cousin, y'all Lucky's uncle. I mean, I don't understand it, but keep on being lucky. Because for real, in life, sometimes you need to be, you better off to be lucky than good.
you know.
I couldn't
have said it no better, Junior. Well, you know, one thing I can say, as long as we keep being lucky, we gonna keep adding snuffers to the goddamn videos.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt, definitely. And I'm gonna tell you this: I won't be down there, but boy, let that bumblebee do what it do, boy. You know, you steady hearing again. Those that are hooting and hollering and all that other good stuff, okay, you know, we all men, everybody got their opinion. Y'all steady talking about the bumblebee ain't shit, but I don't see a lion sitting next to it or behind it.
You smart.
Who? I'm just saying, you know. Okay. Little Tony ain't shit, I said that. Bumblebee ain't shit. He ain't doing nothing. But it's easy to say that when you sitting outside the ring versus getting in the ring. So, yeah, I'm saying it on behalf of my man. I may be stepping out of place, but, man, he wish a motherfucker would engage with it. And that, now, I'm going to say this. If any time, I have to say this tight, if any time before the weather breaks up here, if you happen to be in the general vicinity of the state of Illinois, I have a gentleman here that we gonna engage with that bumblebee. You know, if you on the radio, you know who the fuck you are. And I told you. You're going to get everything you're looking for with that motherfucker. It's just a matter of tight. You know, I understand y'all got a hectic schedule. But if you happen to be anywhere near the state of Illinois, please stop by so we can engage with this dude.
Now, would you let us know who he is?
Fuck you ain't never out of your place you're never out of place letting the motherfucker know his ass on suicide watch.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I got when this discussion went on, you know, I don't believe in disrespecting grown men because that's how they make your spit red real quick. But there's certain issues that when you cross that line, motherfuck you, you're gonna have to make the spit red. And, you know, I really, based off of other things, which I don't want to get into, I really want that motherfucker up here. Because this motherfucker, you going to stop fucking with this bitch. You will not fuck with this bitch again in life. I promise you that. But I'm speaking from a spectator side. Boy. Yeah. What else going on, man?
Nothing, man. We just getting ready for this weekend, man.
Man.
Only thing I'm going to tell you, if you got any bills or anything need paid and you're able to be in the area, just bet with the most dangerous motherfucking animal on earth right now sitting on 29.
You know there's people across the country that beg to differ, but they ain't begging the race, though.
Well, you know what I tell people, you know, that big difference, Junior. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie.
That's correct.
Now I think we like 6-0. So, you know, hey, don't talk me to death, bet me to death.
But, I mean, you're lucky, man. I mean, lucky's supposed to be like that, shit. I mean, so is said. I don't know.
Well, you know, they say Chris is short and he look like a little leprechaun. All the thing I can say is keep bringing the gold on.
Hey, is the man Irish, man? Is the man Irish? Because if he is, y'all cheating, man. You know, if he Irish, y'all cheating, right? Shit. Yeah, man.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Let me grab a couple of these lambs, a couple of guys.
Man, come on in. I'm ready to bail out, man. You're doing a great job, Slouch. I appreciate it, brother.
All right, 708. 0992. Your mic is open.
Yeah, tight. I like that gap, baby. I love that gap, baby. I love that gap, baby. I like the sound of that.
Okay. No problem. No problem.
Yeah. I love the sound of that.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
You see how that motherfucker came out the bushes then, didn't you?
I've been looking at what's the Law and Order, SVU. Special Victims Unit all day. They've been having a marathon.
My question
is this. You've been watching that. Are you seeing what a rape victim goes through, or are you learning new things to apply?
It's letting me know what I got to get you guys for this weekend. It's letting me know what I got to get you guys. Let me know I got to get the bandages. I got to get the tape and some utensils I need to pick up. You know, that's what you call foretelling. You know, it's telling me all the necessary equipment and utensils I need to pick up
race. You know, I got one of them ultraviolet lights. Now, if you need that, let me know.
You know what I do to the bumblebee is going to be plain sight. And you ain't going to need no ultraviolet light. You ain't going to have to search for it. It's going to be plain sight.
Now, hold on, because during the day, the naked eye ain't going to be able to see a lot of things. With that light, you'll be able to see where all them skeet marks and bruises are. You'll be able to see all that with the light eye.
My pecker is so swole up. Once I go into this booty hole, you're going to be able to see every crease and crevices that you need to see. You ain't going to need no light.
Can I ask a question? Who the fuck is talking, man? Because I know the voice, but I ain't heard it in such a long time. Who the fuck is this, please? This is Queen.
No king, no prince, it's just Beard.
hey, Beard, can you say one thing? Please, and let's see if you even remember it, because this was one of your key lines, man. Can you please state that line? What day is it, man?
The man
don't remember. Oh, man, I'm going to have to steal it from you. You done lost it. Hey, you know, I ain't worn it so long.
You about right.
Hey, Ty. You know what Biz always used to tell motherfuckers? It's doomsday, sucker.
Oh, yeah. It's doomsday for these fuckers. I'm like the man to who I got that saying from. I got it from DJ Grant. You know, I got it from my homeboy. He ain't won nothing so damn long.
Damn. I was with to the naked last night, and he said he want his motherfucking race back. It makes
man,
one
listen, man. Hey, man. I'm not. Hey, let me tell you this, tight. I ain't giving that man a race back for nothing in the world.
Junior, that's one of your shot time motherfucking natives right there.
That is true, and that's one of the outstanding members of the community. But his zip code no longer has a 606.
Hold on,
sir.
31. I'm 31. I'm just like 80% of the people in Georgia now. They migrated down here. You go to Atlanta, you ain't gonna find no damn body but 20% of people from Atlanta was born and raised in Atlanta. So I don't feel bad. Even the vice president, or the owner of the Great White, he ain't no native. They let him in here, so I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad, damn it.
But you know what, Biz, I hate that it's so far away, but I know y'all gonna have great track condition, great weather down there.
It's still 80 degrees down here, man.
Yes, sir.
It's still 80 degrees.
I wish the both of y'all the best of luck, but boy, please, whichever direction it going, you know I'm riding with my man to the end. Listen. I figure 30 seconds after that race is over, that shit should be on YouTube. Please.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. And then, Junior, and this honest guy too. If the race go down, the man dead.
We do have a punk out.
Listen, man.
Hey, hold on.
I'm gonna be quiet. Let me say this. Like the last three or four races I don't race, I ain't been right. You know that. Everybody know that. I'm not gonna give him the satisfaction of running that man not right.
Oh, but guess what, Ben? So you saying you ain't paid the punk out? Listen to the words that is coming out of my mouth. Okay. We will blow this bitch up before we give you some motherfucking free money. We will take all the jets out the fogger and just hook the straight line up and melt that bitch before we give you some fucking money.
Hey, and God bless your ministry. I don't have no problem with that. But you hear the words out of mama.
Whatever you don't want to lose, leave it home, man. Because I'm telling you, down on your ass, we are going. It's mandatory.
I ain't worried about none of that. If the car is right, you got your
old ass decrepit ass driver. He on the phone listening. I know you listening, but he can't motherfucking seem to push that one button.
Tight man, I did hear that Kurgan is back in the seat. Now I don't know how true that is.
Whatever Kimo talking about, I don't know what he talking about. Willie Dog is the one going. Now, when we go to a class race or something, we go to one of them duck races, then yeah, maybe Kirk might get in there. But when we going out strictly brother on brother, I'm putting me a brother up in there. So Willie Dog gonna be the one cutting that tree. Now, if the car is right, we got a race.
Hey, Junior,
watch this here. Yes, sir.
If Willie Dawg bring his ass on the phone, I'll bet that we treat him too.
Who gonna drive it? You can buy that bet on that.
Little Tony. That's strictly to the driver. That ain't never to the owner. It's strictly to the driver.
Okay. Because I was gonna say bet 50. Little Tony ain't gonna treat nobody.
You said me.
Bet 50. If Lil Tony drive that car, bet 50, and we gonna tether pick it up, and all we gonna see is all we gonna show is reaction time. Bet 50.
We gonna beat the shit out of dogs off the tree. That's a bet. The one motherfucker that just because Willie Dog, he been known to be a pretty good tree cutter, but man,
they
I got
call him a lumberjack
over here with me.
They told me he was a
lumberjack. You know who Paul Bunyan was?
I heard of him.
Okay, he was a bad motherfucker with an axe. Fuck a lumberjack.
I heard him. But Paul Bunyan was a fairy tale. Lumberjack real.
Okay, Bunyan, guess what? That's just like the boogeyman. Motherfuckers been scaring kids for 400 years with the boogeyman.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking forward to the race. It's going to be everybody that has something to do with grudge racing. All the big names going to be there. So I'm looking forward to finally be in the house with all the big names and being part of the festivities. So
I'm going to bet you on the gap, though, Ben. As soon as
I know you are.
Time, you,
You know my saying. I gotta
say, when you see my skin, when you see the skin down, you ain't gonna want no trouble.
And let me tell you something, Ben. All bullshit aside, now I'm gonna kick in the nuts. Hey man, y'all really need to make sure y'all got enough fuel in that motherfucker before y'all come fucking with that bumblebee, man.
Yeah, all that jackballing, doing stuff that ain't checking stuff, ain't none of that happening.
Wait a minute, tight man. He ain't had to land for 660 feet, and he even ran out of gas.
Chemo.
The economy is real tight now. People got to conserve, so you got to have a little bit of
gas. It wasn't that we didn't have no more gas. We had gas in the trailer. We just didn't have it in the car.
Hey, Biz, I know that. I was just trying to bag him off in a polite way. Okay, Chemo, so a motherfucker forgot. Okay, and...
Man,
your
Peter,
point is,
what was y'all saving that gas for to put it in the
toaster? No, it wasn't that we were saving it. Is it when one person used to doing one thing and another person doing another thing, and you rushing stuff like that happens?
Hey Biz, you ain't gotta get that motherfucker. You ain't gotta get that motherfucker from Detroit, even though this day show. You ain't gotta give him no explanation. Chemo, mind your own motherfucking business.
My main man last night done raced 10,000 times. But when he left the line, he left in reverse. Things happen.
Things happen.
You know,
yeah, that is.
He left in reverse. Now, who in the hell going to leave in reverse? Hey, things happen.
Listen. Now, we didn't have a man do that over here 10 years ago. What motherfucker don't put the car in drive? I mean, I know you do. There's a lot going on in that car.
Chemo, you can't say that because when they had the shoot, when Gunny and them had the shootout at 41, I got jacked off for little old raggedy-ass $20 because my man hit both the beams, cleaned the car out, and when the tree came down, he put his foot through the grill, and that bitch was neutral. So you know what? Listen, man. They go that $20, man.
You say he was trying to neutral slam the bitch?
No, man. I guess he got. You know. You got 500 people standing around you. You know. He got excited.
Yeah, that's why I say it do be a lot going on, boy. Last night,
hey man, I'll never talk about a driver again in life. I would never talk about a driver again in life.
You know what, though? We had one guy last night. They had him to get out the beams. God damn, what's going on with him? He in the stadium beams. He watching the race. He in the stadium beams. He's going to Wayne back. He should have stayed there. He's going to let Wayne was going red light with him. They had to tell him, man, get your ass out of the beams. He wasn't lining Wayne up or nothing. This far here, motherfucker, is in the beams.
Hey, Tite, have you looked at the weather for Saturday yet? I haven't.
No, Ben. I ain't looked at that.
Okay.
I'm getting over. We have it's looking pretty good. I mean, it was pretty good this past weekend. Hopefully, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed
a good show this weekend.
I know, man. I started a new job, man, and it ain't gonna happen. Mandatory. We work on Saturdays and all that, so it ain't gonna happen. That's it. But I am looking forward to this weekend. My buddy's coming. My buddy's from Chicago coming down. Daye coming down. Team SVO coming down. Guys from Detroit coming down. Oh, it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a real good time this weekend.
Yeah, that's what we hoping for, man. That's what we hoping for.
Well, yeah. we got one of the most anticipated races. It went off. which was Chemo and Wayne, and you know next to that, that Bumblebee and you, that's the only one that's left. Even though White Trash and the Bumblebee do need, they need to engage, but I know for a fact, Biz, and you know this, everybody know this, you and Tone, it's been a long time coming for that.
Ain't no doubt. No doubt. Hey, and that's your man. So, and I know you're going to talk to him. I know you're going to talk to him before next week. Just tell him, if you see anything black in his rearview mirror around the 3:30, save his gas and his nitrous. Just shut the damn thing off.
If he see what?
If he see anything black in his in the side of him, if he see a fender, a light, a tire, around at 3:30, tell them to shut the damn thing off.
You said your driver's gonna get up out of there on him, right?
Huh?
You said the driver's gonna get up out of there on him. So
But that don't. You could cut the light on him. But by being a nitrous car, he gon' 60. He should 60 me by being a nitrous car.
I'm a bet dog trim.
Let me let you in on a little secret, Ben. I'll bush you aside. You might not know because you're a city boy, but when you have a thoroughbred horse, a quarter horse, they put those little things on the side of each eye, call them blinders. Mm-hmm. You got a thoroughbred, you don't need him looking to the right or to the left. You just need that motherfucker looking straight. So he'll never see you.
I do understand the thoroughbred and that they do this for racehorses, but when you're a human, you got peripheral vision. You got peripheral vision. So if he's Magic Johnson, can see out the side of his head and he sees something black, man, shut it off tight. Shut the damn thing off. Save your gas and nitrous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case of, hey man, it ain't even gonna be no race, man. I don't think it is either.
I really don't think it is either. You know what we say in Chi-Town, it wasn't a race, it was a chase. I got it being a chase.
Yeah, for you.
Chase. No, hell, nowhere. Mm-mm.
Tight man, are you saying the gap will be in effect?
Hey man,
you should, Junior.
Charlie Wilson will be flying in on Thursday.
Charlie Wilson
will be in Macomb, Georgia, at the zoo. I don't know why he
want to
get there so early, but he, you know, it is what it is.
The gate's
going to
be closed Thursday. He can show up
there
Friday, though.
He's going to be there Thursday, damn it. We'll be there in case you didn't know, we'll be down there testing. So we will too.
I'm just as close as you.
Don't fuck around it. And it be round two doing Saturday. We might come out the trail on y'all.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyson ain't got no respect for the man.
Sometimes you gotta beat respect into a man.
Well, he might respect that you was in the fight, but he gonna knock your ass out, so it don't really matter.
I don't see it. Like I say, if the rays go down, it's gonna be a kill.
Hold on, I'm gonna stop you. Say it like this: if you don't pay the punk out,
hey, however you want,
If
I don't pay the punk out. If I don't pay the fuck out, it's a killing.
Uh-huh.
It's a killing. It's going to be a killing.
You don't sound that confident.
I've been out all year, and they ain't made a clean hit yet.
Junior, I'm listening to what this man is saying. I speak truth. It's always if.
But it's a two cars going to beans. If I line up with him, it's a killing. It's a killing about to go down.
Okay, Miss. Yeah, I done seen Lil Junior line up a few times this year, and it was supposed to be a trip going on, and down goes Junior.
Down goes Frazier.
Well, hey, Ty, you know what it is? Junior ain't acclimated yet. You know, for those that don't know, when you move from one state to the other, sometimes elevation, temperature, humidity, density, altitude, that all got a lot to do with how you function. Maybe Junior just ain't get acclimated yet. Kimo, I wouldn't come back up to this motherfucker either.
With shorts on and no socks. Got the fan. I got the fan. It ain't hot enough for me to have the air on, but I got the fan on.
I knew he wouldn't come back up here.
Yeah.
For what? Now hold on, Kimo. I understand it's the end of the year, but shit. Next summer, right around the corner, boy. Watch what you ask for. Hey, Biz, could you explain something? Listen, Biz did not go to Zaire. He didn't go to Brazil. He ain't in Haiti.
But check this out, Junior. I don't have to come up there. He can come down here. And race this year.
I was just going to tell you, we have a...
I'll tell you something. Before I even say I'm a race Biz.
Down this way, yeah, I'm talking about. And the 19th, this weekend, going to be a big show. We anticipate.
And Baldy's. I got a driver now that he tows the car around. So... I don't even have to be there.
I don't have no problem coming to race you as long as you got a small block in that car.
That's a small block in June.
That's a small block in there, bro. I ain't all that trickery.
I don't want to get no trickery and fuckery. When we lock in,
we're going to be, you know, I'm very Pacific when I lock in. So, you know, they're like when me and Tone locked in. Small block against small block, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't all that, man. I wouldn't even put you on the road like that, bro. Okay. I wouldn't even do that. And Lil Junior, same thing. Small block four with a pro charge.
So, Kimo, you saying you might get you a winter home down there in Georgia if it's sweet enough?
Yeah, I might go eat some of them Georgia peaches.
Shit. Well, hey, ain't no better picking than this week then, shit. I mean, I know, I'm just speaking as a player. We can plan something
at Baldy's race. December, I want to say like 14th or 15th, something like that.
Oh, yeah, we can plan something like that.
We can plan something in Baldy's race, you know.
Hey, Kimo, I'm listening to Biz, and it sounds like he still got a little bit of bubble gut. Ain't no better time to catch him than while he still got that stomach flu.
I think all my indigestion is going to be taken care of this week. That is the plan.
Well, Biz, again, I hope so. Because if not, they're going to blow your intestines out, boy.
Oh, no, they're not. They're just going to get some pork out. That's it. I'm not. Man, listen. me and dog ain't running this car until it's right. We ain't going to run it until it's right.
We ain't. Put it like this. I'm gonna be 100. We ain't running little Tony till it's right. Now we may go out there and run a Tony Bynes when it ain't right, run a stage and it ain't right, or run somebody like that and it ain't right. But little Tony will not get the satisfaction of going against the Bynes and the Bynes right.
I got to catch you when it ain't right, then.
Okay.
Well, I told you, hey, Kimo, I told you, catch him while he still got the bubble guts.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You wouldn't let us get a little free money if y'all No.
Tony don't want it like that. Tony don't want it like that. Tony don't want it like that.
Hey, you know what, man? I just got a text, man, and my driver said, man, we can travel, ain't no problem.
Hey, give me
Grant.
And y'all both
stop slipping
on 28. What's up? What's up,
Ben? Give me one second.
Nah,
people ain't on no
28. Let me get this hand up real quick.
Okay.
586-6455. Your mic is open.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all talking about a lot of good stuff today. But, you know, I know Junior done gave a particular individual a lot of shit lately. And he ain't showed them not maybe more than 30 seconds of respect. So I want to know, Junior, since he keep whooping Motor City Mafia ass, when you going to give Wayne some type of respect and some love? Because you keep ducking it, man. I heard it.
Hold on. I came in. They said what they said early in the show. With Wayne, I give the utmost respect. I give the utmost respect to him. You know, he went out there, he engaged, he been knocking
that's
him out.
Hey, Junior, that's grudging Governor Wayne now.
First of all, who am I speaking to? So I can
hey, man,
you're
good old friendly cameraman. I just had to find out.
Oh,
little old Peco.
My bad, Peco. I came in late. You see, I jumped in and out. I figured, because I was listening to the show, everybody said what they had to say. I just jumped in. But I'm going to clarify this for you. With Wayne, I give him the utmost respect. He did the
Grudge
one
Grudge Inc. Governor
thing,
Wayne.
The one, excuse me, I'm sorry. Grudge Inc. Governor Wayne. Okay? I give Grudge Inc. Come on, can I finish? I give Grudge Inc. Governor Wayne the utmost respect on his victories. I don't care what happened to anybody.
Victory.
Right. That's what I said. I slur a little bit, so you might have missed
okay.
this.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't care what happened to the other man. He made it from A to B regardless. That man won. That man got the W. Okay? I give him the utmost respect for that. Now, being that I seen the video, and it is Pace who I'm speaking to, I hope the governor will be at the president's house and home doing the same thing down there that he did up here, because the bumblebee will be in his house.
And let me add this, Peso,
man, great motherfucking video. I was trying to see where the fuck Maine's car was, but I guess he was too far ahead of the GoPro for me to catch him.
Good job, man.
I gotta give it to you. You know, your show.
Thank
you know, yesterday we was preoccupied with other issues and things, so we really couldn't. I personally, and there's no excuse, I wasn't focused on none of that. But I'm glad you said something. And again, to the Grudge Inc. Governor of the state of Michigan. I'm sorry.
Michigan.
Yeah, I know where it's at. I paused for a reason. Okay, of Michigan. Wayne, white trash, man, you did your thing. But, boy, if you want to impress me, go on after that killer.
Right, Junior.
That's what I want. You know why?
Right.
You know why? I said this a while back. I said, the baddest thing going to be a former governor, this is like a former champion, versus the newly crowned champion. You know, was it a fluke? Is he a paper champ? From what I'm seeing, man, he going rounds. He knocking motherfuckers clean out. Well, shit, I mean, you want to impress me, knock out the champ. In my
life, who's the champ?
I'm agreeing with everything you said, Junior.
You just said knock out the champ.
I'm speaking to me. To me.
What I see,
everybody always say what they gonna do to little Tony. That's all. That's all. That's my man. That's my partner. That's my brother. Man, you got to come with me. You got to come knock him the fuck out. And if he on the floor, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to tell him no disrespect now. I'm going to be the first one to tell him, nigga, get up and fight. Get the fuck back up.
When we address Motor City Mafia, we can say Motor City Mafia. But when you address Wayne, you know, put it, address his title too. We want to address everybody's title.
He's the governor of Michigan, and the governor of Michigan, he has an open fucking invitation to run the mafia's best right now at the time.
What's the mafia's best?
No. The best that the mafia has to offer right now at the present time is called the Great White.
Come on, Tyke.
No. You cannot put
the undisputed heavyweight champ against a middleweight. We got a middleweight contender.
But Junior, we got a middleweight contender.
And I'm only gonna say this as a joke. The damn Great White is a bastard. So,
guess what?
Hey, you better leave that redhead motherfucker alone.
Guess what? The mafia, one thing about the mafia, they have long arms and long bloodlines. So y'all bring y'all weak ass home. Don't lay down on your stomach, get down.
Hey, man.
Hey man, let
Governor Wayne have his 10 minutes of due. He knocked off two Motor City Mafia people, man. Let that man have his due.
Hey, look, he ain't finished.
Did you not hear me? Congratulations. I wasn't on the phone then.
But I'm sure you did because you're a player. I'm sure you did. You're a player. You're a player. So I know you did a player type of thing. I ain't got no question about that. But come on, man. You throwing a Great White on a small block on 28th, man. Come on now.
Well, let's go back. You got a middleweight. I don't hear nobody saying engage. I don't hear nobody saying deposit.
The only reason we didn't, Junior, I don't know Wayne's plans. I don't know if he can take off work and get down on Saturday.
Hold on.
Wayne, this was him last week. Wayne said, I will be there. He said, if my car is there, they lock. Means a lot of things. If you go in there, and especially after you just knocked off two more, shit, why stop there? So now my thing is, if you're going, why not bring it with you? You're on a winning streak.
If he come down here, I'm sure his car going to be with him.
Then it's very simple. Don't look no further. Don't look no further than that bumblebee.
Well, listen. I will tell you one thing. He just asked to engage with another Motor City Mafia car. He ready, and we trying to make it happen this Wednesday. And that's Chad and Kip. They came on the phone last week, and they said that if he's on the property and they're on the property, they're gonna make it happen. But the call out is there. I'm reading it right now, so I'm gonna speak on that on Wayne behalf. He ready, so he trying to go 3-0 before he go down to Georgia is what he's trying to do.
Peso, he doing the right thing. The more sparring you get in, the better you get. Because if you go down there unsparred and untrained, I'm sorry to say, but they gonna beat his ass. So you know he doing the right thing, trying to get as much fine sessions as he can.
Hey, Ben.
Okay.
Well, I'm good.
Yes, sir.
You know, but hey, Peso, I appreciate you saying what you did because yes, you are correct. I came into the show. I should have said again. My mind is preoccupied. It ain't no excuse though. But I give the governor of Michigan, Wayne, aka White Trash, the utmost respect. I mean, give you big props on your victory. Ain't taking nothing, never will. But I want to see you engage with my man. Impress me.
Hey,
and I'm not saying anybody he ran was a slouch because they're not. By no means were either of the ones he engaged with or has engaged with have been any slouches. I know Wayne moving. I know he's shaking, he wiggling that ass real good. But come see the dog, man. Come see the dog.
I got one last bone, man. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I seen some Chicago boys come to the track yesterday, and they came with three bad bitches in this Chi-Town. Most wanted, man. Donya and his crew, man. Them boys are flying, man. It's a buggy car.
You know what? I got a question, Peso. What happened to the race between Donya and what's that boy name? Aaron, Young Money. They were locked in.
Cold Blue, right? You talking about Cold Blue?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. Like they was in the lanes. They tried to get another hit. That's when Street King ended up racing Chemo, because that was supposed to be a test hit for Street King before him and that car race. And then they was in
you
line.
Said,
the lane
hold on. You said Chemo was his test hit? Oh, my God.
Well, him and Chemo was making a test hit. No. Chemo
My bad. Yeah, hey, my bad. I'm just talking
about you. No, you good. Street King was making a test hit. And they, you know, they said, fuck it, let's go ahead and get down. So they locked it in, and that's how that works out.
That's the way to do that. I mean, you making a test hit for free. Your best pass might have been that test hit. Shit, take advantage of it.
You're right, man, dude. That pass was, that's why people were scared to bet with White Trash because of that pass. That boy blew the doors off, man. Hey, I'm about to get back to editing videos, but Chi-Town Most Wanted, y'all got some badass cars. You got to pick that up.
Hey, Peso, thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Just in case people don't know, I talk shit to Wayne, but it's just like Wayne beating up my little brothers. And
True.
When the big brother going to show up? You know, we have to let you know, I got a big brother now.
I feel that.
Hey.
Yeah.
And Biz, his name ain't Debo. He Chester, the child molester. You got to leave that big motherfucker alone, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ain't even trying to drop your pants down. He trying to rip right through the pants and everything. Yeah, leave him alone. Hey, let me open this one up, man. 773-3490, your mic is open. 773-3490.
You know what, yeah. Hey, this mic is open, this phone did this. Actually, I was just listening to you guys live tonight.
There you go, man.
Yeah, I'm just listening, man. This phone, do what you want to do.
All right, then. Thanks for calling, bro.
Damn, that means for you to open that mic.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all run through. Hey, Slouch.
Let
me get back at this. Hey, man, it's been a slice like always talking to y'all, man, and I got to jump out of here. But Biz, Tight, man, whoever going down there this weekend to race, man, y'all be safe down there. I wish y'all the best of luck. And I hope y'all engage, boy. And please, get that shit on video immediately, because you know over here, we going to be chewing our fingers off. You know how that shit go, man. It's like why?
Like I said, if you check Facebook and they say Biz and Lil Tony in the staging lanes, know it's going down. If they even just put that on there, they're in the staging lanes. He's a dead dog.
Man, say it to me one time. What is it, man?
Because I got if they say that they in the stage, if they say, oh, Biz paid the punk out, just know he wasn't right. Him and Dog wasn't right.
Okay.
But if they say they're in the staging lane, all you got to wait to hear is, damn, Biz got some people, man.
I'll be waiting on them, man. Hey, man, y'all brothers be safe, man.
Hey, y'all hold on for a second.
I'll holler with y'all, man.
All right, Slava, man. So what made the guy say Bang A them some bad motherfuckers that came over there and fucked somebody up with choked or somebody fucked somebody up?
I don't know. Danye had his big shoes on yesterday, so a lot of people wrestling with his big shoes on.
Yeah, they didn't get no races off, man. I think they was getting ready for to go down. To this weekend, honestly, I just think they brought some cars. I seen.
Danye had
seen
on
that
his
version.
Queen ass last night. Danye didn't have
the
big cars
on. What?
They
had
on.
I thought
those
guys
had on big 33s on.
No, he had on 29s. No bars.
One thing I can say about those guys, yeah, they roll together, they win together, and they die together. But I just enjoy seeing them guys, man. They always trying to cope. But I told Danye one thing, and if he on the phone, he know what I told him, and he know I turned out to be 100% right.
Yep.
All right, let me grab a couple of these mics right here. 662-0506, the mic is open.
Hey, y'all. I'm late, man. I got the background noise. I'm at the track. It's BET. I just wanted to come on. Damn, y'all ain't gonna be able to hear me. I just wanted to come on, goddamn it, and say something to my buddy Chemo, man. Appreciate you, Chemo. Well, did what you had to do. But tell me this, Chemo.
What's up?
Look, is you gonna be able to go back, or you don't want no more?
I definitely want to go back.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I thought you
was just
going
to
cut the tail and say, hey,
y'all,
you want
to go? Oh, D.T., I can't do that one. It's all about if Wayne want to go back. I want to go back immediately.
Well, I don't see no reason for him not to want to go back. He beat you.
He's playing with house money, huh, B.T.?
Motherfucking right. You see what goddamn, you see what type man them do to us every time we step up? Shit. They said we plugging our own goddamn stuff.
Well, shit. Yeah. Hey, if
yeah,
I've won,
been here for
I
a minute,
just,
man.
That's just like yesterday. Aaron wanted to go back, hey, which I wasn't around. They when they started getting promotion, I went right back. I mean, I'm gonna race regardless of the rule it is. I ain't got no hard feelings. Only thing I say, just treat me fair. I'm going to treat everybody fair. They ain't no one shit. We paid them. I mean, you know what I mean? I just want everybody to pay me when I win. You know, that's just how I am. I ain't no crazy guy. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, man, I appreciate what you do. But trick or treat coming close. You know you'll be down here.
That's right.
Come on down here, goddamn it, and get on the track, goddamn it, and we know you get out of the
motherfucker.
Yeah, it's about over with. Them motorcycles out there, nah, it's about over with.
Yeah.
We loading up.
Yeah. Where y'all at, Holly Springs?
Yeah, we're Holly Springs. We did a little test on today. Hey, B.T., y'all got some heavy hitters to deal with next week, huh?
Who you going to race? Oh, yeah. But, you know, we've been bred to go.
Okay.
Now, we do. Let us know who what car y'all going to be racing and who y'all going to be racing.
Yeah, they might have a live show.
All right, Peso, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right.